Our story begins at Wilson's Diner. Dara is sitting alone at the counter when Clint walks up and sits down beside her.
I've been standing underneath this dark old cliff, waiting for the sun to shine.
Is this stool taken?
It is now.
So why the long face? Anything you want to talk about?
Oh, just the fact that something huge has happened and no one in the world will believe it.
Throwing a lot of good love away, waiting for the sun to
shine. Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Something huge? What is it?
Clint, I'm sure you won't believe me either, but I saw Lucas in Central Park.
Lucas? Lucas Jameson?
Yes. He was walking down a path by the fountain. I was on the other side of the fountain, but I saw him and ran after him. He was gone before I could get over there.
Oh my God, Dara, are you sure about this?
Of course I am. He's alive, Clint. I swear he is.
Then we have to find him. What can I do to help?
Help? You believe me?
If you say it, I believe it. Tell me what you want me to do.
Oh, Clint. You don't know how happy I am to hear you say that. Thanks.
I know you wouldn't lie about something like this. Just tell me how I can help.
I don't know. That's the problem. Chuck doesn't want me to tell Alexandra or Lucas's family, so I don't know what to do.
Well, he didn't say anything about me not talking to them, right?
Clint, that would so infuriate Chuck.
Hey, I'll swear I did it completely on my own, so we won't be on your case.
I still can't get over the fact that you believe me. Just like that.
That's what friends do, Dara.
Well, it means more to me than you know.
I'm glad.
So where do we start?
How about Alexandra Jones? From what I hear, that woman will do whatever it takes to get what she wants. That may just come in handy for us with this.
At Raven and Mac's apartment, Raven is talking on the phone with Joe Zagas while Blake listens in.
You've got to be kidding me, Joe.
No, I know it's not your fault.
Would it help if I talked to the DA?
Okay, I understand. Give me a call if anything changes. Thanks for everything, Joe. Bye.
Was that news about Matt?
Yes. The DA isn't going to press charges against him.
In Matt's suite at the Algonquin, Todd has just arrived.
Todd, you wouldn't believe how awful it was at the dirty old police station. Everyone was so rude and nasty, and they kept staring at my scars.
Am I supposed to feel sorry for you, Matt? After what you did?
Todd, I thought you came over here to give me some support.
Matt, I came over here to get some kind of explanation after what she did to Mac and Raven. It would help a lunatic like Mandy Selleck.
She's sick, Todd. She has a multiple personality disorder, or whatever it's called. The real Mandy is a sweet woman.
And what about the real Matt Malone? What kind of man are you to do something like this?
I'm a good man. You can't judge me harshly because I tried to help an old friend.
You don't think so, huh? Well, if so, you're wrong. Raven hates you. Hannah wants to kill you, and even Mac is coming around, and you know how he feels about you.
And what about you? Do you hate me, too?
Well, hate is a strong word. Confused? Yeah. I don't know what to make of you. And Hannah doesn't want you in our lives at all. We're engaged now, you know. We're going to start planning our wedding, and I would love to have my entire family there, but I don't even know what to say about you anymore.
Fine. Cut me out of your lives if you want, but I'm still your brother, Todd. You can't change that.
You're right. But I can't pretend like you never existed. You know, for most of my life, you were gone, and we've hardly been a big, happy family since you came back.
That's because of Mac, not me.
No, I'm not so sure. I don't think I know who you are, Matt. And at this point, I'm not really convinced that I even want to.
Don't say that. Don't let this ruin the bond we've been forming for the past year.
I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. You know, I was hoping to come here and get some kind of explanation for your behavior. But instead, you're trying to defend Mandy. You know, that's the last thing I expected or wanted to hear.
Then let me explain more. What do you want me to say?
If you have to ask, then you probably aren't going to say it. Look, I've got to go.
Todd! Don't abandon me like everyone else. We're brothers.
Maybe someday things will be different, but I think it's best if we don't see each other for a good long time. Goodbye, Matt.
At Ellie and Hannah's apartment, Ellie has just arrived home and is talking with Trey.
Hey, babe, did you get it?
Yeah, it's right here.
We are going to have a good night.
You know I'll do anything for you, Trey.
That's my girl. I love you so much, beautiful.
I love you too. I didn't realize love like this existed.
Oh, me neither.
I had a couple of messages from my brother and mother before. I should probably call them back.
Elle, you'll have plenty of time for that. Why don't we go into the bedroom and make use of our new supplies?
All right, if that's what you want.
Okay, I put the needles in the bottom drawer. I'll go get us set up, and then our day of fun can begin.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.